The allegations of corruption surrounding the Taung Cultural Calabash Festival, scheduled to take place this weekend, is concerning. Disgruntled artists, along with some community members, staged a protest outside the Mawana Taung offices, where they raised serious allegations of tender irregularities implicating the Department of Arts and Culture, Sports and Recreation, and demanded that the event be put on hold. The Taung Cultural Calabash will host big names in its lineup like Casper Nyovest, Thebe, and Douglas Mosadi, but allegations of false advertising on festival flyers and that the event is no longer up to standard have also come to light. The Taung Cultural Calabash is not the only event marred by allegations of corruption. Recently, the 55 million rand Mahika Mahikeng Cultural Music Festival, scheduled to take place in December, also came under scrutiny following allegations of tender irregularities. It has been alleged that two of the companies selected to potentially organize the event received special treatment, which included site events which other bidders were not afforded. The DA will submit urgent questions to the MEC of Arts, Culture, Sports and Recreation, Kgalibekwe Tlhapi, to afford her an opportunity to answer to the serious allegations of tender irregularities raised surrounding the two events. We will also investigate whether supply chain management processes were followed as per relevant legislation, and if not, we will not hesitate to bring criminal charges against implicated persons. The Taung Cultural Calabash historically takes place during Heritage Month, is a great opportunity to develop local talent and create a form of income for the surrounding Taung community, which it is so desperately needs. According to the Department of the Mahika Mahikeng Cultural Music Festival, according to the department, the Mahika Mahikeng Cultural Music Festival has grown tremendously over the last few years, attracting more than 30,000 revelers to the Northwest. Events such as these could go a long way to boost the provincial economy and other exposure to new talent, but only if these are well planned and managed and free from corruption. But as usual, it appears that the Northwest ANC-led government is also interested in milking these events to the benefit of a connected few.